When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Greetings one and all, and welcome to the improved, dare I say, Moments That Rock, with me, host Tony Michaelides. We're part of the Pantheon Group of podcasts, where the splendid all-music-related podcasts. Today's guest is Siobhan Kennedy, a Liverpudlian, now living in Nashville, from originally the River City people, but I'll let her introduce herself.
Hi, this is Siobhan Kennedy, formerly of 80s band River City People, now living in Nashville, being a mom and still singing. So after River City People, I was in a duo called Kindred Spirit with Debbie Peterson from the Bangles. And that's how I ended up in Nashville. And it's been an interesting journey being in Nashville. I have been able to sing on a lot of people's records. But mainly I've been raising a family here and watching it all from the sidelines, how the old country music business works out here. But after the girls got older, I ended up singing a bit more on other people's albums. And then last year I put a single out written by Roger Cook. And Roger wrote a lot of hits over the years. I mean, really amazing the amount of hits that Roger had. And so he wrote a song for me called God Bless the World. And it got to number one in the Heritage chart in the UK, which is a whole other thing, because that is run by Mike Reed, who used to present the Saturday morning kids shows that I was like obsessed with. So that was fun to be talking to him again and to be number one alongside so many of the 80s bands that I remember from the 80s when I was doing it. It's so nice to see a chart that has the people of my era back doing their thing. And another thing that I've been involved in is I wanted to promote women that are singer-songwriters in Liverpool. And so I formed a little songwriters round called the Liver Girls. And I've seen a lot of songwriting rounds here living in Nashville, where each singer takes a turn singing the song that they wrote. And sometimes it's a song that another artist has cut and made famous. So I wanted to do that sort of thing in Liverpool, and it's been really great. Every time I go home, I tend to get a couple of other girls together and we do a Live the Girls night. So that's been a fun thing I've been involved in too. And I actually head to Liverpool to do the kickoff concert for Eurovision 2023, which is going to be so fun. And they wanted it to be a collaboration with Ukrainian artists. So there's going to be, in the choir part, there'll be six Ukrainians and six Liverpudlians. So I'll be one of those. So that'll be fun. One moment into my head. One of my big moments in rock for me was the day that I gate crashed the BPI Awards at the Royal Albert Hall in London. And I was cheeky enough to get myself a taxi that dropped me at the red carpet. And I just walked in with the band Wet, 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 who were having a big hit at the time. And I had a nice little handbag with me full of demo tapes, because in those days, everything was on cassette. And of course, I didn't have a seat. So I went up to the second floor where the boxes were and just kept opening the door until I found an empty box. And then I sat down, Branson, so I had a little wave to him. And then after that, the BPI dinner was at the Grosvenor House Hotel in London. And of course, I didn't have a ticket or a seat again. So I just waited till everyone had sat down and I cruised around all the tables to see if there was a spare seat. And when I found a spare seat, I sat down and I ate Janet Street Porter's dinner because she didn't turn up. So I do apologize to Janet if I ever meet her. But I had a really great night and gave all my demo tapes out. Another good moment in rock for me, I suppose, was the pinnacle for me of my live performance career, which was when River City People opened for Fleetwood Mac at Wembley Stadium. And it was the old Wembley, and it was about 62,000, 70,000 people. And it was us and Hall & Oates, Jethro Tull and Fleetwood Mac. Like, what a combo. And it was just an amazing experience to see that many people in front of you. We shared a dressing room with Hall & Oates, which I thought was quite funny. It wasn't that glamorous. We had a piece of wire with a curtain that separated us from those guys. So the backstage wasn't glamorous, but definitely it was a moment that rocked for me. All the friends that I'd ever known in London were in the front row. So it was absolutely brilliant. Okay, so another moment that rocked, but it was more of a funny anecdote rather than it rocking, was Peter Gabriel has a wonderful recording studio in Bath called Real World Studios. And he has an amazing philosophy. He feels that rather than being separate as artists, if all creatives join together, then new creations can be formed. And so his philosophy in the studio was that it didn't matter who you were, everybody ate their meals together. And that way you got to know people, and before you knew it, you were collaborating. And it did happen. I ended up singing on the drummer's album, Manu Katché. I did a whole album with him where I sang all the background vocals and Sting was playing on it. And I mean, it was incredible. But the funny story was Van Morrison was recording there. And Van isn't really into the socializing, you know, that's not really his thing. So he wanted his meals at a separate time to everybody else. So Peter Gabriel was quite perturbed by this because it went against his whole philosophy. And so he decided that maybe if we did a buffet, that Van would be forced into actually going to participate in the buffet. But when we all turned up for the buffet, Van had got a chair and pulled it up to the buffet table. So he was ensconced by himself at the buffet, and everyone was waiting outside, waiting for Van to finish his sandwich. And then we could all go in. And it was hilarious. We were like dominoes, like one person would go, oh, you know, stop. And then the rest of us were all banging into each other. And I wouldn't mind, but it was all like famous people as well. It was like our band. And then I think The Cure were there. And Seal and all these people all wanting to go and get their sandwich but we all had to wait till Van had vacated. So the next day, Peter Gabriel said, well, the only thing I can think...
Hello, Pantheon podcast listeners. Christian Swain here to tell you more about my experience with Raycon earbuds. Our family now has three pairs of Raycon earbuds around the house. And my wife just grabbed a pair of the Headphone Pros to replace some headphones from a company that was double the price. And yes, she loves them. Now, if you haven't pulled the trigger on a pair of Raycons, or even if you have, but you're in the market for another pair because they're just that good, well, now is the time to check them out. Because they just launched their upgraded model of the best-selling everyday earbuds. With Raycon's upgraded everyday earbuds, now you also get active noise cancellation, ergonomic design, and multi-point connectivity that lets you pair with two devices at once. New quick charge function, three customizable sound styles plus awareness mode, available in a variety of vibrant new colors to complement any and all skin tones. I even have a pair of earbuds in a cool green color. I have tried just about every earbud known to humankind, and these Raycons are fantastic. Seriously, if you've been wanting to check out Raycons, there truly is no better time. You're going to ask yourself why you didn't check them out sooner, and Raycon offers a 30-day happiness guarantee. So what are you waiting for? Go to buyraycon.com/pantheon today to get 20% off your Raycon order, plus free shipping. That's right. You'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pantheon. buyraycon.com/pantheon.
Hey folks, Stefan Shirazi and Renee Richardson here from the Metallica Report.
And we are proud members of the Pantheon podcast family, where the best of music and podcasts unite.
We've got something pretty cool for you. We're giving away an exclusive Metallica merch package worth over $250.
That's a whole lot of Scary Guys, Skulls, M72, and other sought-after Metallica swag. And we've made it easy for you to win. Follow and share the Metallica Report, and you're in the game. Go to pantheonpodcast.com/Metallica, enter your email, and hit that button to be entered to win.
And just like that, you're eligible for our monthly exclusive Metallica merch package.
And guess what, rockers? You can enter every month, so just do it. And while we love our global brothers and sisters, the lawyers won't let us ship outside the U.S.
The thing I can do is make sure there's no chairs, and then he won't sit down. You know what made me think of you was that funny picture that you've got of you two from back before they were famous. And when I saw the movie Sing Street, have you seen that movie?
No, what's that?
Oh, Tony. It's incredible. So it's a movie that Gary Clark wrote the music with. The guy who wrote the music for the movie Once. And they wrote the music together, but it's a film musical. And it's based on a band in Ireland, in Dublin, in the 80s. And the casting, it's like if you took that photograph of yours and made that the film. You know, it's like, the band in it, they're like a little band in a Catholic school, an 80s band. And they all just look like those people in that photograph. You would love it. A guy called John Carey. There's I'm trying to think what the other songwriters called who wrote the movie Once. But Gary Clark, who was Danny Wilson, a Mary's Prayer guy, he co-wrote the songs with him. And it's just the most brilliant movie. And I just loved it because it took me back to our era of the 80s when you two were just started out and everybody looked that way. But specifically with Irish bands and what they were up against culturally with religion. So the casting of it is just so perfect. The characters in it, they could be straight out of that photograph of yours. Well, it is funny, you know, talking of the, you know, referring to the other Siobhan. I met Siobhan Fahey and Marcy, when they were rehearsing to be Shakespeare's sister, in the garden of Siobhan and Dave Stewart's house in LA.
She was married to Dave, wasn't she?
That's right. Yeah. And River City People were recording their album in LA in Dave Stewart's studio in the back garden of Dave and Siobhan's house. It was funny. I saw like the beginnings of Shakespeare's sister, Hare and Marcy, like doing their first, Marcella Detroit, their first photo session. They even had a bit of a reunion a couple of years ago, and it did really well.
Oh, wow.
They did a new album. So it's funny because you talk about people all getting older along with you, and you forget her little boys were like just babies, you know, in the garden. In fact, I think she only had one of them at the time. And now, you know, I see those lads are like grown up and got their own careers. And you know, talking of you too, Bono's son has a very successful band.
The Inhalers, yeah. They were on...
James Corden.
James Corden, that's right. Yeah.
I went to see them in play Nashville a few weeks ago. Brilliant. Absolutely. He's just like his dad. You know, never sings a bad note. Total rock star. And the lads, very lucky as well. Like the lads in his band are his old school friends.
Old school friends indeed. Yes, Bono had some old school friends that became quite popular after a while. That was the excellent Siobhan Kennedy and her memories from way back when. You've been listening to Moments That Rock with me, Tony Michael. It is part of the Pantheon group of podcasts. And there'll be more next week, short and snappy. Every week these are going out now. And I'd like to tell you who we have next week. But I don't work like that. I just roll with it. So definitely next week, another one to come. Thank you for listening. Subscribe. And go on, be a devil and come back for more.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more Fantasy Points.